I did want to emphasize again at this point that you've learned lots and lots of conditioning cycles here. Conditioning cycles for going to alpha, conditioning cycles for going to theta. Those are very powerful conditioning cycles, but they're only powerful if you do them. So make sure you do the theta cycle at least 3 times a week. After you've memorized how to do the alpha, the centering drill, which is basically the grid work for all of the other remote viewing and psychic influence skills that you are learning here, make sure that once you memorize it, you do it at least once a week. And that means going back to listen to it, okay? You can do it once every day on your own. That's fine too, but go back and listen to the original cycles. Now, the idea of abundance. I wanted to get to some nuts and bolts on how to use this idea of abundance with a mental video. And yesterday, me and the production crew and Dennis, we were talking about how we could actually use this for, say, a new product idea so we can get the product and take that product and then go forward with it and get it out to as many people as possible so they could share in it too and learn from it too. And they were talking about sometimes they have trouble with generating ideas. And I just mentioned that, well, on the mental video, well, that is an idea generator. That's actually one of the purposes for it. And so what I did is last night, I spent about 5 minutes at the center, at level, and using an advanced programming technique that I actually learned from Win Winger, who's actually a graduate of our system many years ago. I took his system, added it to it, and came up in a space of about 5 minutes, 52 different marketing concepts for one idea that I came up with on how to market that one idea. Of course, I came up with 5 different ideas, so we'd have to do this process for all 5 ideas, and then we'd go back with beta brainwave level, and we'd research them, try them out, and see what worked best. But again, what you do is you take this idea and you convert it, okay? So let's say that you wanted to sell more clients your good product so they could benefit a lot from it. So that's one of the 5 ways of making more money, is you just find more clients. So the problem is, as you state, I don't have enough clients. I do want to have more clients. So you convert it to a project, okay? And you ask the question, how do I get more? How do I acquire more? How do I sell more clients on this product so they become satisfied clients? And what I do is I actually write it out at beta. So when I write it down, I can actually figure it out much better and much faster. If I just think about it in my head, I get lost. So I mind map it or write it out. And then I come up with a mental video while at beta going over what I can do as far as getting new clients. I usually come up with 5 or 6 or 10 ideas. And so then you go to your center and you review your beta list. Okay, after you do the segment intending, you go, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And now I have Project X on my mental screen. And then you review the beta list. And then you go, now I'm going to imagine, and you run a video with all the solutions that you have in your mind. Now, what happens is you can't just get 52 or 100 by just hoping you do. What you do is you get one, okay? Then you get another, and then you get another. Now, this is where the process that really helps you get this down and keep it forever comes in, is most people, because you're on that edge there of the bridge of consciousness and unconsciousness, and you're getting all these ideas from your other side, from the delta brain region, from your higher intelligence, and it comes through the unconscious mind, that goes to the alpha brain wave, and then you consciously work them out, is that a lot of times, by the time you get through the whole conditioning cycle, you won't remember anything that you went over. I mean, you might have went over 52, but you might remember 15. So all you do is you program yourself to turn on a tape recorder as you're at level, and as you go, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and then I'm going to work on the Project X, is you just click that tape recorder. Now, you want to keep all your movements just as small as possible, because the more that you start moving, the more you're going to click back up into beta brainwave, so you don't want to do that. But you do want to turn on the tape recorder, because if you're coming up with 52 ideas, and you start stressing out because, my gosh, I don't think I can remember these, what's going to happen is that stress is going to pop you back up into beta. So anything that you can do to stay in alpha, theta is going to help the production of the ideas coming in from the other side. So click on the tape recorder and then just talk and just keep talking. Don't stop talking at any time and just keep right on talking. No analysis, nothing that's going to cause stress, and just stay still and keep right on talking until it all runs out. And when you're all through, then you go, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and these ideas and this project X is going to disappear from my screen. And then you snap your fingers. And then you go, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and I'm going to work on project B. And then you do the whole project on B, and then you clear the screen again and go through it like that.